Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Did I hear my cat?
Yes, Chai King.
When did you come here? Are you a ding the boy boy?
Yeah.
Are you a ding the boy? Do you want to ding the bell from daddy? You are such a cutie.
You are such a
cutie. Do you know that? Yeah, okay. So I am Ding.
I am the bell.
We are two ADD Asians and a cat that require a bell to keep us on track. Because we always go out of topic and we need the bell to bring us back. In fact, I still remember the origin of that idea. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was at the plaza.
Yeah. And
Starbucks.
we were like, oh, let's just have.
How long ago was that? It was a long time
2009?
Ago.
2009? No, wasn't it? I was married already. Wait.
It was a long time ago.
We have 100 some episodes, right?
Semester. Did you say semester?
We have. We were young. I was only 37, maybe.
I mean, look at that. Because I have all our shows here still. First episode of Ding the Bell was called The Laughing Therapy. It was in 2008. August of 2008.
Ah, that was right
and
after
it was, so I it got... was. I think we started the show in August, but we have the idea even before that. Because I have to do the song,
that's
remember?
Right, that's right, yeah.
I have to do the
yeah,
theme
that's
song.
That's right, we wow. Have to come... 2008?
Yes, 2008 was our first episode. If you have not gone back to the old episode.
Old episode.
Tomato.
We had a lot of laughter.
We have. We are your laughing therapy. And we are the only... What?
We are the... Ding the bell is only you need.
Ding the bell is only you need.
Ding the bell is only you need. And then, you know, you... And I just want to say you're welcome that we have been your laughing therapist. So pushy.
just like us.
Yes.
Yes, we're very pushy. You're welcome.
But you know what? I think the origin of the real idea came out because we just wanted a place to we talk and laugh and let's just record. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And then like
we were gonna
share.
Do a game show, remember? Like a game show thing. And then you know what? It must have started way we have pictures. I can go back to the pictures and find out exactly when. But we talk about that and I remember Bruce and I went to Staples over right now where Trader Joe's is right
uh-huh,
now.
Uh-huh.
We went to Staples to look for a bell so that I can look at it and I can do our logo.
Yeah.
So it must have taken a while before the show becomes real. But I know what? You know what? I think Ding the Bell, nobody cares about my online, which I haven't recorded for years. But nobody cares. I think it is Ding the Bell that made us so connected with the Pride 48 community.
Yes, you know? It did. Yeah, it was so fun. Great people.
Because...
Open-minded.
Because... Really, when we go to Pride 48, we go together as Pride 48.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I mean, we go together as Ding the Bell. But speaking of, because we want to... okay, so every now and then, I would go and check... Every now and then means like once every 2 or 3 years. I would go to my Penang Hokkien podcast.
Uh-huh.
I would log out of my US store
okay.
and then go to a Malaysian store and see where my ranking is on Penang Hokkien. Penang Hokkien is very popular. It was like always on the top comedy podcast and top podcast in general. Like, whoa, Jesus Christ, superstar. Okay, so that was, oh my gosh, that was Mabel. So we'll talk about wedding dresses later.
Oh, also. Yeah. Is she listening?
No.
Oh, that's not. That's not live.
We're not live.
Oh. No, we're live.
Next time when we have YouTube live, because eventually, right now you have to have 10,000 followers to get YouTube live.
Oh,
so
really?
We don't have it yet.
We don't. So wait, I know this Penang Hokkien is so popular, and then it's online, and Penang Hokkien it's big because you have, like, look at the poster.
Well, online. Anyway.
But like, you know, every time you go back to your home and. People wearing t-shirts, the listener, and events and stuff. You're quite a big deal over there, aren't you?
I don't say, I don't know about big deal, but you people know who deal. I am.
Yeah, and then like, you're the one you're at the cafe and this girl like, they kind of all shine and they're like, oh, I don't know, say hi to you, whatever, to this stuff. Am I too loud? Anyway, oh my gosh, you're a big deal, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Oh. To some people, so here's the thing. I enjoy it when people come up to me and say hi to me. Number one, it makes me feel good. Like the stuff that we put out there, people actually do listen, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then number two, it means that there's a connection. If they are able to come up to me and say something, it kind of, I don't know, it feels good. It feels good for both ways.
Yeah.
Number one, it's a more humble way of thinking. Like, you know, my work touches people.
Yeah, yeah.
But number two, it kind of stroked my ego a little bit. It makes me like, oh my gosh, I'm a little famous. Right? I definitely feel that way.
You told me about that before.
Yeah. Oh, about my fame.
Yeah, your fame, your
but
ego.
But, you know, it makes me feel good, but I don't go there. The ego thing is when you feel that way, and if you don't realize that you're feeling, because it feels good. Like people come up to you and say, hey, I recognize you. I know I listen to your show. And they always have nice things to say.
Yeah.
I have not met somebody who come up to me. Later on, we'll find out when we talk about the review. But I have, when you laugh, don't laugh into your microphone. Laugh away from you. Like you talk here and then, but anyway, it feels good. It's like you're like people are stroking your ego. But you just have to be mindful of what that will do to you. Because it makes you feel a little bit entitled. What are you looking at?
No, it's just a land boat sky flying. Oh.
So you have to be careful, because when people come up to you and you feel like, oh my gosh, you know, you very quickly become very spoiled.
Okay.
You feel like you're very entitled. It's like, what? What do you mean? I'm famous. Why can't I get this? Why can't I get that?
Ooh,
very quickly. Yeah.
Ew.
Very easy. I tell you, if you feel, because I felt there's, oh shit, oh my gosh. For a few weeks or months that I felt like I'm being recognized, very quickly I jump into feeling like, why should I do this? Because I'm famous.
Did you feel?
Well, I felt that.
You went that far?
It's very easy, let me tell you. Because everything happens so quickly.
Jung Ong went that far?
Yes, but then I caught myself, right? I was like, oh my gosh, I just felt that.
Oh, ooh, I'm glad you recognized that
right away. Let me tell you, because it happened so quickly within 3 weeks. I was, you know, I got back and then there was like a workshop and people come to me and I'm on newspaper several times within that same 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I'm on several different newspapers. So people send me messages and on the street come to me and people come to me wanting to take pictures with me. I was like, oh my gosh, this feels good. I love it. And then what was it? What was it that I did? I think I went to...
I love it, you said.
I know. And then I went to somewhere and I thought, oh my gosh, why should I... Like people are asking me, I went to get shopping for clothes and somebody told my sister, said, oh, John da, 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 and them. My sister thought that she was my classmate and it turned out that she's one of my listeners. So they asked me to sign my name on the wall, you know, in the store.
Oh!
And then it makes you feel like you're really famous. And then they thought that I was famous, but I actually wasn't. But then... it makes you feel good. Like, oh my gosh, people really like you and want you. So it very quickly puts you in a state of mind where you feel like you're more special than other people.
Uh-huh. And what did you do after that?
I think it was one time that I have to... And people also give you, like, priority. Like, if you stand in line for something, they see that you're that podcaster. Come. You don't have to wait. Like, I was treated that way all the time, right? When people know who I am. And so, or they come to say, oh, here's like Ethan, give you food and all that. And then when you have to go in line and wait for people, like, so after my trip, I come back here and I have to just be a normal person again.
Yeah.
And I felt like, oh my gosh, this sucks. I want to be treated like oh my gosh, what a diva I am. Can you imagine for young people who's been treated like that all their life, growing up, not knowing what is real life and what is, like, you know, what fame could cost?
Are you talking about Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber, anybody
like Selena Gomez.
Yeah, all of them.
I feel so bad because their fame really ruined their life kind of thing. You
I know, right?
And then, like, you
this
know.
This price you pay for.
And a lot of people, young people, so depressed. Even Justin was so depressed.
Because all their lives.
And he tried to kill himself too, right? Of course. Kind of.
Well, I don't know. I don't follow that news. But the thing is, if all your life, what you do is your own self-worth is coming from whether or not people like you. Can you imagine how damaging it is? It already is for me as an adult, right? I'm as a 40-some-year-old person.
Yeah.
It already kind of kills me a little bit. Like, no, if somebody you find out somebody does not like you or talk bad about you, it already is kind of bad. When you hear people talk shit about you all the
time.
And
the media bashing.
Yeah.
Internet all the time.
Or when you go from like this famous down to not so famous, you feel like you're not worth it.
That's right. Remember we talk about Mariah Carey. Can you imagine her bashing every single, whatever she does? It's a joke right now. She's a superstar. But it's just, it's sad.
So anyway, going back to our own fame of Ding the Bell, I check every now and then of my status, right? So I thought, hey, wait, I haven't looked at Ding the Bell. For a while, I thought about that, but I didn't go check it because we haven't done a show for a long time.
Do we have a listener even?
We actually do, which is surprising.
Oh,
So what happened was I started tracking our show again.
Wow,
I haven't done it for a while, but I didn't track like all the old shows, but I just track a few shows to see if people are downloading the new ones that we posted.
Yeah.
So and do you know Satyr's Fierce Scott the Satyr?
Yeah.
He's very sweet. He always loves our show, except for shows that we eat. He cannot stand that, right?
And so he talked about our show too during his show, wasn't it?
Did he?
Oh, who? Maybe somebody
maybe
else.
He did.
Maybe somebody else. Like, you know, you guys have to listen to Ding the Bell, and they
talk. Yeah, he does. He does that.
Yeah.
And so he was like, he's really nice, and so he said, okay, it's time to put the review. iTunes review for these shows. He listed several shows. One of them is Ding the Bell. So I am going to go. So then that made me go to Ding the Bell iTunes store and see what people talk about the show.
Oh my God.
There's good and there's bad.
Me?
No, you're just going to laugh. Oh, okay. So this is what we'll do. We'll read the review of Ding the Bell, the podcast. Ratings and reviews. We have 15 ratings. 15 ratings. And we have an average of 4.5 stars, which is pretty good.
Which is pretty good. Pretty good.
So we actually have 14 5-star ratings. One star.
That not everybody likes us. That's okay.
So,
wow.
I want to read. I think it's. I don't think you've ever seen our rating before, right?
Nah.
So I'm going to do most recent and I'll kind of go back, right? The recent one was coming from Satyr Sphere, from Scott the Satyr.
Thank you.
He said 5 stars, of course.
Do we need a music background?
Oh, okay. What kind of music? Like Ding the Bell music?
Like Oscar?
Oh, what is Oscar music? Do I have it? Because they announced the wrong...
I know. Another
Miss Universe.
So sad.
Let's see. Is it this?
How about drum rolling?
Oh my gosh. Why do you have to make me work? I don't know if I have that sound.
Clapping.
Clapping doesn't work.
Clapping. Too much?
No, it's wrong. It's not too much.
How about Arena Crow? Arena crowd.
No, it's still wrong. Oh. How about this?
Oh. Okay, let's do Word of the Bell segment.
Okay. All right. This is Satyr's review
for us. Are you going to echo yourself?
Oh, should I?
Yes, you should.
Okay, let me turn up the echo a little bit. Satyr says, these two Asian podcasters are comedy gold. I laugh so hard and so often at them. Granted, I'm biased as I've met them both and find them endearing and lovely people. But trust me, this show will have you laughing so hard. Five-star review.
Thank you.
5-star review. So that's awesome, right?
Oh, that is so awesome.
So now let's go from... That was the current one, so 2017. And before that, it was like 2 years since people left anything because we haven't done a show.
Yeah, exactly.
So 2015, Another good one, Ji Chiang. I don't know who that is, but thank you for leaving me good feedback.
Yeah.
So, hi, baby.
Hi, hey, baby boy.
It says, delightfully fun. Oh, okay. Did I say the title of the title was so wrong, it's right. Oh. From Satan's Fear. Oh. And so now we want to talk about the other, the next review from 2015. Ji Chiang. Ding and DeBell are a first generation Asian American on their conquest to enter. Oh my God, this is so nice. Ding and DeBell. I've never read this. I'm reading it for the first time. Ding and DeBell are first generation Asian Americans on their conquest to entertain the potosphere with their infectious laugh, humorous topics, and observations of American and Asian cultures. That is so
good! Oh my God!
Kawaii desu! I don't know who's
thank
I don't know who you
so
are.
Much.
You're awesome. Thank you. I'm gonna click. Was this review helpful? I'm gonna click yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay, and then the next one. I am a fan. Oh wait. Let me read the title first. Title is entertaining. Subscribe now. Hey, this one says Mr. Mike Lawson.
Is that Mike Lawson? Oh. We met him.
Yeah, yeah.
At the Pride 48.
Yes, but is that him?
Yeah, I think that's
him. This is from 2014. He said, I'm a fan. My sister introduced me. I didn't know that. My sister introduced me. Funny and entertaining. Good audio quality.
Thank you very much.
All like, good.
I know, because Ding is very specific. You're the
I know,
everything.
Right? Very good audio quality. Thank you, Mike Lawson. If you are the Mike Lawson. I don't know if that's the actual Mike Lawson.
Yeah,
well, how many Mike Lawsons are out there?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you are the one, thank you, Mike Lawson. Then, going back again a few more years, I Can't Stop Laughing is the title. King BW. This is coming from King BW. Tune in to this show as two gorgeous ADD Asians share their madcap life stories with us. Ding and DeBell are truly comical geniuses. And I think DeBell doesn't even realize the extent of her talent for telling a story.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
What sadness. I'm so sorry, all our listeners. I don't know if they still listen because I never read.
I know.
I forgot to check that out.
Yeah.
Anyway, from now on, why don't you remind me to check? So if you guys want to give us another review, if you've done it before, or if you're new to the show, if you enjoy, even if you don't enjoy the show, because there's one star coming up that's so funny.
What the one star said.
I know, that's what we'll go to it.
Yeah.
But I don't care if you like the show. I just want to hear your opinion.
Exactly,
if you enjoy the show, go rate it. If you don't enjoy it, let us know why. Very few people have the energy. Oh, I shouldn't say few. I would imagine, right? If you hate something, do you hate it so much that you want to go out there and give it a review?
Yes.
Okay, maybe that's how we got... maybe that's why that person left us a one-star review.
Very mean comment.
Anyway, let's go back to it, right? So I don't know if you realize how great the extent of your talent to tell a story. I wish I could hang out with these two every day.
Oh!
And you will too. This is really good review.
I know. Come in the Kansas City.
Julie Girl 311. Oh no, sorry, wrong one. King BW. King.
King.
Remember King? Kingsley. Was it Kingsley?
Oh, King Chan.
Yeah, maybe that's King Chan.
Thank you.
Which we've met. You know what? If there's going to be a 2017 Ding DeBell, no, Pride 48, would you
wow,
go?
Wow, Ding DeBell got promoted so big already.
Would you go?
We're the sponsor.
Do you want to go?
I'd love to go. It's going to be so much fun.
I hope I have vacation. I don't know if I have enough vacation.
We'll think about that.
If it's just like one day vacation, maybe okay. 1 or 2 days vacation, I think.
Probably that's better because I don't think I can take a lot out anyway. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, I really want to. It's such... I think it's great for us.
Yes.
It's like almost like a friendship getaway.
I know. And then
then also all these other people that we
I
get
know.
To see.
I know. It's so much fun. Even though I get... Every trip, I get so cranky.
I cannot sing very high.
It's all your fault. It's all your fault.
19 minutes.
I know. It's all your fault. You made me late. I know. You made me late. It's all your fault. and then like all people in the elevator, you can go first. I was so diva.
First time you were diva because I asked you to wear high heels and you were in pain.
Yes, yeah. And I didn't feel good. I felt so fat and stuff like that too. And you rushed me to pick the shoes that I wanted to wear, cute one. But I just didn't feel good. And then you push, right? And then
I was pushing. What is our color? I cannot remember. Green?
I can't remember.
Do you remember the color?
Oh, color code.
What is it?
Code red.
Code red means bad.
Red is bad.
Okay.
Blue. Code blue. Code blue is bad.
I thought green. Blue, okay.
Blue is bad, yeah.
Why did we come up with blue?
I don't know.
Anyway, I think I'm just going to finish reading that. I'm going to go to the bad one.
Yeah, bad. Right now, I want to hear. We have to welcome the feedback too,
Let me do one more good one, and then we'll go to the bad
one. Okay.
Full of Laughs by Julie Girl 311. Love the show, but wish you guys had a longer show.
That's no problem.
We have no time though.
I know.
Within 21 minutes, we gotta go.
Okay, go.
Can you ask the Belle if she likes Sailor Moon anime? I love anime. Sammy. Aww. Okay. I'm so sorry. This is from 2012.
Sailor Moon's so cute. And I don't really watch it, but it's very, very popular show.
Oh, in Japan?
In Japan. Everybody likes
it. I'm so sorry, Julie girl. Aww. Sammy, I feel bad now that I have not seen it from 2012.
Wow. They probably moved on.
That's 5 years. So they're probably not even listening anymore.
I know.
Now, if you are still listening,
yes, come back.
Let us know. Go to dingthebell.com. I don't know how do you get in touch with us. At dingthebell on Twitter, or you can follow us on Snapchat. Also, same thing, dingthebell.
Or email us.
Okay, now let's go to the bad one. Then we'll have to end the show.
It's okay.
Is it really bad? Oh my God.
Okay, drop us.
Okay. This is so good. I have to put special music.
Okay, is it me or you? I think it's me.
It's not anybody. Well, it's actually all of us.
This show suck.
Okay, wait for it. This is by... the title is... No!
Thank you.
One star review. No! By Harry Berry. Just no. You ADD Asians are ADD stupid. Can you add that up? Oh my God, it's really stupid. Add ADD, can you add that up?
Oh my God. But you know what? I think he already ended himself now. Thanks for the review.
Harry Berry, thank you so much for your review. We love it. Actually, I think if we're going to be good at doing shows, we should... go and read people's comments.
Yes, we
every
should.
Now and then.
Right, we should.
So if you are a listener of this show, please go to iTunes and review it and tell us why you like the show, why you don't like the show, give us a star rating, and we'll read it online. I'm so sorry, I never thought of that.
I know,
we've done the show for so long.
Even though we get bad review, whatever, I don't care what people think, right?
Because this is
our style, but it's kind of nice to hear the feedback because like our job is just laughing therapy. Maybe they're just negative. So maybe we can help them to be happy.
I know, that's, well, yes.
Right.
Yeah, the main thing is we're happy. Okay, so thank you so much.
It was a good show, actually.
It was a good show.
It was
a
really good show, yeah.
Sometimes we have good shows, sometimes we have bad shows. Just like life, sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad.
Wow, that was well said.
I know, it's
very therapy.
Wow, you are
very therapy.
Just like real life, you're laughing therapy and Ding the Bell is only you need.
Wow, very good, impressive.
And we are the entertainment of your life. You gotta do what you gotta do. And come back next week.
And there come will be back another about, show. Come back about, yeah.
If I don't post a show next week, it will come in a week or two or three or four. Sometimes I'm busy, bitch. You gotta do what you gotta do. Bye.
Bye. Ding, ding, ding.